Good morning. The government yesterday announced it will challenge a Catalan bill proposing a unilateral declaration of independence in the Constitutional Court. Earlier this year, Catalan politicians gave the green light to move forward with a popular initiative that suggests the region should declare independence from Spain. Spanish ministers agreed to challenge the bill in court, which will also effectively paralyse it. Speaking to journalists yesterday, the Justice Minister, Felix Bolaños, emphasised that in no case do we support the independence and isolation of Catalonia in respect to Spain and the rest of Europe. His comments come just days after the Secretary General of the major separatist party, the ERC, told local media her party was in talks about an independence referendum with the ruling socialists. The socialist politicians, however, have firmly denied her claim. Catalan voters will go to the polls on May the 12th in snap general elections. Police yesterday said they had arrested an 18-year-old Spaniard of Moroccan origin who had engaged in intensive online efforts to encourage terrorism and had ties with other radical jihadists abroad. The youth was arrested in Barcelona on March 16th on suspicion of links to the Islamic State group, with a Guardia Civil police statement indicating he had extensive connections with other extremists in Asia, Europe and North America. Police began investigating the teenager, who lived at home with his parents and siblings in Barcelona early last year. They decided to arrest him after Swedish police rounded up four people with extremist ties who were preparing an attack and with whom he had been in contact, a police source said. Through his online profiles, the teenager spread a great deal of jihadist content about terrorist activities and about materials for making explosives, the police statement said. The suspect had been in touch with an individual in Canada who was also planning an attack but was arrested about a year ago. The police operation was carried out in collaboration with Spain's CNI intelligence agency, Sweden's SAPO, France's domestic intelligence agency, and the European policing agency Europol. And more than a decade ago, the death of 600 migrants and refugees in two Mediterranean shipwrecks near the Italian shores shocked the world and prompted the United Nations Migration Agency to start recording the number of people who died or went missing as they fled conflict, persecution or poverty and headed to other countries. Governments around the world have repeatedly pledged to save migrants' lives and fight smugglers whilst tightening borders. Yet 10 years on, a report by the International Organization for Migration's Missing Migrants Project, published yesterday, shows the world is no safer place for people on the move. Since tracking began in 2014, more than 63,000 have died or are missing and presumed dead, according to the project, with last year its deadliest year yet. The report says the deaths are likely only a fraction of the actual number of lives lost worldwide, including the Atlantic route from Africa's west coast to the Canary Islands, where entire boats have reportedly vanished in what are known as invisible shipwrecks. Similarly, countless deaths in the Sahara Desert are believed to go unreported. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.